Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy hump day to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, I've never been so happy to see someone in my life. Not you, Buzz, but you, Tommy.
Oh, that hurts.
No disrespect to you, Buzz. I'm always happy to see you, but I didn't know if I was going to see you today. I didn't know if you were going to be dead or alive.
I know, and there were moments when I was driving this long, perilous journey that I wasn't sure either, to be honest. I revealed to you late yesterday, right at the end of the show, so there was no right of reply, about the fact that I was going down to visit my catfish.
So Tommy was going down to meet a girl that he met over Instagram. They've never spoken. They don't have each other's phone numbers, and yet you drove 2 hours after a month of to-ing and fro-ing over Insta.
You're making me sound like a loser, mate.
Well, mate, you thought you were going to be catfished. You still drove there. You're the loser, not me. Anyway, you're alive. That's the main thing. Mm. Lots to talk about. I mean, I, you have told me nothing about what happened last night. I did receive one emoji from you when I just said, please just text me to say, are you alive? And you sent me the emoji that's the two eyes and then the straight across line.
Yeah, it was like, I'm telling you nothing.
So I read into that either you were bound and gagged by your captors.
Because I had a bad dream that there was captors.
Yes, so I thought he's either telling me that. I mean, I will point out I didn't act on that, even though I thought that could have been one of the options.
Oh, it's captured. Anyway, what's for dinner?
I went to bed after that, to be honest. Or I thought maybe you were saying I'm keeping mum on this, which is what you were saying.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to tell me all soon. How long do I have to wait?
A little while.
I've got friends that have tuned in at 3 to hear about this. How long do they have to wait?
Oh, a little while. A catfisher never tells.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So you're going to tell me about last night, catfishing time?
It's coming up later in the show. Oh. Right.
What are we talking about now?
Well, don't tune out on me now.
Well, make this better bloody be interesting, because that's what I'm looking forward to talking about.
This could be good, because I'll let you have a split of the profits, right?
Oh, okay. My ears are open.
I have had millions and millions of dollars pass me by before, and I'm scared it's going to happen again, because, as you know, I'm quite the inventor. Okay.
Hence why you've had millions of dollars pass you by.
Happens to the best of us. Edison, the other guys, Thomas Crapper, he invented the dunny. Yeah, that's a true thing. Anyway.
I bet you he didn't get a lot of money either out of that.
Probably not.
No.
That's what happens to all us great inventors,
yeah,
right? Which is why I'm sitting
here.
You do
it for the glory, not for the money.
Yes, penniless and frustrated. You know, I mentioned to you the other week this idea that I've been kicking around for a long time. It is called the beer belly. Right.
Oh, because after those guys snuck into a music festival a few weeks before a music festival and buried alcohol underground so that when they got to the music festival, their alcohol would be there buried under the ground because you can't take in alcohol. And you said there should be a beer belly.
I said this. I've invented this thing and I haven't made it yet. It's called the beer belly and it's a fake stomach that is a cooler bag.
Maybe it's a bladder thing that you take when you go camping and instead of having it on the back, you have it on the front.
Nope, I wasn't going to include your bit. Someone slipped that into the edit. That's fine.
Not 50-50. So
that was my idea, right?
Yeah.
And to give you a backstory of why I'm so keen on making this happen now, it's because many years ago I had an invention idea for something called Doona Holes. Right? And how this would work is I used to get frustrated when you lie in bed and you have to, when you read your book, you put your elbows out of the doona and your chest bit to get cold, right? And so I thought, make two holes in the doona.
Isn't the doona right up to your chest and you just put the arms over the top of the doona?
Yeah, but then the arms come out and you get a little cold patch on your chest.
Do you?
Yeah. It's the bane of my existence.
Or you just roll on your side, snuggle up.
Who can read on their side?
Oh, I can.
You're a maniac. Anyway.
I thought a doona hole was something completely different.
Your mind needs to be out of the gutter.
I thought maybe a certain part of your body got hot and you like to air it out.
Yep, I think everybody else is there. I mean, I could put optional holes. You just put the doona hole up the other way.
Anyway, so what happened with that?
Well, I never did it. And then about a year later, the Snuggie came out.
Oh,
and that bloke made millions around the world from what should have been doona holes, from a far inferior product to doona holes.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, so you're worried you're going to get this idea stolen. I don't know why you keep talking about it on an air, though, if you're worried about it.
Well, the reason now I'm worried is because people have started sending me, after hearing us talk about the beer belly last week, people have started sending me flat out this, Carrie. Look at that. That is the dad bag. Explain to me what you've got in front of you there.
What do you mean? That's just a fat belly.
It's a
hairy belly.
No, it's a it's a bum bag that they've made to look like a fat belly, right?
Hold on. So there's a guy sitting and driving in a car and it looks like his fat belly's just poking out with hair all over it. But then you see that it's actually a bum bag that the front of it looks like a hairy belly.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's where this is great, right? Firstly, there's obviously a market. They're great, right? But secondly, it's not actually my idea, because my idea is to fit six cans in there and it'd be a cooler bag. This would be no good for sneaking drinks in at all.
No, they've got one beer coming out of that.
One beer. Who's that? Get some mates, Nigel, no friends. So I reckon this is just a sign from the universe that I have to get cracking on the beer belly.
So you're going to need a whole belly. This is just the bottom fat part of the belly. You need the full belly. Yes.
And it needs to be lined with a cooler bag.
I feel like yours needs to be more like those cycling drink bags you have on the back, where it's not cans that you fit in there. It's just liquid.
No.
And
that was your idea originally.
You have a straw and you drink it.
That was your idea originally and you're pushing it back into it, because I want to be the life of the party. So I want to sneak into the event and go, everybody, because I don't want to go, here, have a suck of
your
straw.
You need more than six.
Hey? That's come back to your doona holes idea. You don't have a suck of my straw. It's out. How? You're under the doona. Anyway. Here's what I need from the great people of this great country that we live in. 131060. Are you a designer / maker of things? Can you help me make my fake stomach so it needs to look like a fake stomach?
Wait,
so when you get patted down from the side?
Okay, hold on.
What?
Okay. Because what I was going to say, understand? Why don't you just put a backpack on backwards and put your T-shirt over the top of it?
Yeah, that is kind of the idea, but it needs to look more like a belly and it needs to be insulated like a cooler bag.
And it needs to, if you got patted down, feel like it was just your belly.
Well, they don't pat you down the front, so that's not really a worry.
So just wear a backpack back to front.
But it needs to look like a belly. Okay. No, because it needs to have a cooler bag in it. So what is your problem?
So you want
to
make a backpack.
You know
a cooler
what?
Backpack.
This is why.
Have you Googled cooler backpacks? I'm sure there is.
Can you
cooler
stop
backpacks.
Killing the dream and can we open the phones? 131060.
If,
you've got
together.
A better attitude. No, you're out, mate. That's why I'm going on the phones. I've got all the people. If you've got a better attitude than Bickmore and you can help me, give us a call now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, what are you going to spend your first million on?
Well, I'm not part of it. You just got me out of it.
Yeah, that's a trick question. You don't have any. I've got them all.
I do have an idea for you, though. Do you want to hear it now or once we've spoken to people?
Well, not now. Is it going to be negative?
No, it's positive. So I've Googled thermal backpacks, right? Because I was saying, why don't you just wear a backpack forward?
Yeah.
And there is such a thing as a cooler backpack that contains 12 cans and it's got the thermal inside bit. What I was thinking, if I went to Lincraft and got some furry kind of fur stuff, like hair, hairy chest, although we need to discuss the fact that you're not hairy in the chest anymore, you've shaved, but whatever. Get some Lincraft.
It's not testing well.
Get some Lincraft fabric and put it over the top of the backpack. Then it could feel more real.
That's good. And it's nice to actually have you once again committing to the team. What you realised during that song was, holy hell, this is a great idea. I want me some of their millions. Welcome back to the team.
Yeah, I feel like I'm only half here, but that's okay. I'll be there by the end.
You're back out.
Let me see how this goes.
If you have just joined us, the beer belly is the idea that I need to get off the ground, because I've had inventions taken before and we're not taken. Other people just do them, right? And this is dangerously close again. The dad bag is already out. And I thought, that is very close to my idea. It's a fake belly that is a cooler bag that you can sneak booze into stuff with. Shannon from the Goldie, I believe you've got an idea for an addition.
Yeah. No, well, I figured a beer belly would normally be associated for a bloke, so it's not really going to help the girls out too much. So if you did a bladder style that was called the beer bum, to make the bums bigger as well at the same time, then you've got that area covered too.
I just have a better idea.
Shannon,
beer boobs.
Beer boobs.
I'd take that.
Beer boobs.
That is great.
Beer boobs.
Beer boobs, and I could just go, give us a suck. That's great. Although I was hoping it was just unisex, and then, Shannon, females could pretend they're pregnant. Because you never suspect a pregnant woman of having six beers, right?
True, but then she starts cracking through them at a mighty pace.
I know, but who dares question a pregnant woman with a beer in her hand? I think that's actually perfect. But good on you, Shannon. Welcome to the team. It's great to have you on board. That's exactly the positivity we're looking for. Nick from Brizzy. Nick, can you help us design the beer belly?
You there, Nick?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
Yeah, sweet. Well, I feel like I can help out a little bit. Well, Carrie brought up a good point with, like, using a cooler bag backpack. But if you were, like, get a simple bag, flip it around the other way, wear it on your stomach, and just get some natural hair, paint the bag. I reckon that would be like easy done, mate. You'd be able to just knock that up easy yourself.
Mm.
So I'm back in because that is my idea, I'd like to point out, Nick. And I'm definitely getting 50-50. Is Nick making this? Is this happening?
No, Nick finished with, you can definitely just make it yourself.
Oh, did
which,
he?
Which...
I feel like personally, if you wanted that pregnant, like the pregnant version as well, that would be a definite, like a good idea because you could then hold a 12-pack rather than a 6-pack.
Yeah,
I've got a glue gun at home.
Do you?
We could spend a bit of time across our break.
Yeah, I'm not good at that stuff, but I do like the enthusiasm. Of course, adding the hair does again remove the unisex element.
Okay, well, it's not
because you're not going to be a pregnant woman with a hairy belly.
Why don't we just add a leather cover that kind of feels like skin?
See, once again, this is the positivity that so often you're missing.
Come over, we can bedazzle it, use my glue gun, and we're away.
I mean, the last time you told me to come over and bedazzle, you remember what happened. I am still finding those rhinestones, and it's been months. It's been months. Hey, my mate Jimmy's on the line. Jimmy actually has designed props for shows that we've worked on before. Jimmy, you're a great man. Is this something you can help with?
G'day, Tom. Yeah, I can certainly see myself making something like that. Definitely doable.
Okay, so, I mean, what do you need from us? We're thinking the unisex look is what we're going to go for, so no fur is required.
No, I reckon go fur.
No,
I think it's easier to disguise.
Sorry, Jimmy, that is no longer my partner talking. This is a conversation
no,
between me and
you.
Buzz, turn her mic off.
No,
I'm making millions here. Carrie, stop, you're ruining it.
Stick with your original idea and then branch out
fur.
To unisex once.
I'd never want a fur. That was
okay.
Your idea.
Okay. Sure.
So, Jimmy, what do you reckon as a capacity for how many cans do you reckon it could fit before it would look suspect?
Look, I think if you're going to do it, you do it out of one of those fake pregnant bellies that you buy from the $2 shop.
Oh.
And you attach a little hinged door down the bottom near the pelvic area. You could possibly fit a dozen cans in there with ice.
This is why he's the best.
You Caesar your beers. Every time you want one,
just open
the hatch and out it comes.
Just a pop top. Jimmy, we're going to...
You lose a bit of ice, obviously, as well, but, you know, that could just look like your waters are broken.
Yeah.
Are you going to make this for us, Jimmy?
Jimmy, how much...
Yeah, I'm going to make this for you guys.
How much do we have to chuck you for a prototype of this? Or would you like a percentage equity?
I'd need at least one slab of VB cans and a bag of ice.
Mate, VB cans will be delivered to you in the tummy once Tommy gets it made.
This is great. We're going to go on break next week. Jimmy, do you reckon 2 weeks, is that a reasonable deadline or are you flat knacker?
No, I'm working on a couple of other things, so I'm sure I could spend a couple of hours working on your beer belly.
You're a champion.
You're a great man. We look forward to speaking and drinking with you again very soon. Thanks, mate.
Good on you guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Apparently we're still not allowed to talk about your date night last night, whether you were catfished or not, just yet. You're making me still wait.
Yes.
It's the greatest tease ever.
Suspense.
Almost like the suspense you had for the two-hour drive down to meet this mystery person.
Don't make me sound lame, mate.
I don't need to. You do it for yourself.
Okay.
Since we're not talking about that,
yes.
I want to talk about the story that's broken the internet today.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing for so many reasons. So,
well, for one, it's one reason.
Well, it is one reason, but there's lots about it I don't understand.
Sure, sure.
Okay, so there's a mum in the US, right?
Yes.
She's literally losing her mind because a mystery woman keeps coming and pooing outside her house on her front lawn.
She goes for a jog, mid-jog, she pops a squat and does a bog.
So this woman of Colorado Springs said she was at home and she looked down, her kids caught this woman mid-squat on their front lawn. So she went out there. The kids were like, there's a lady taking a poo on the... Well, poop they call it in America. There's a lady taking a poop on her front lawn.
Poop.
So she says, so I come outside and I'm all like, are you serious?
Oh, it turns into a radio play. I like that. And I said, are you serious?
Are you really taking a poop right here in my front lawn? And she's like, yeah, sorry. Anyway, I'm not very good at accents. The woman says, yeah, sorry, right? And she thinks, okay, good, I've caught it.
I like to picture it in a catty voice. Yeah, sorry.
That's every accent you do like that. Anyway, so she thinks, okay, the woman's going to go.
You're just taking a bit of creative license there, Buzz?
A bit of Pink Panther.
What's this? So just when someone poos, you think Pink Panther. So what happens, Buzz?
Yeah, panthers poo a lot.
Okay, I'm not sure why we're playing the Pink Panther music.
And it's gone.
Buzz.
I like it. Bring it back now that you've brought it. Don't let it go.
That's not the beginning here.
Anyway, she thinks the woman's going to go away.
Hang on. Can we just stop down for a second?
Let's not get sidetracked.
So when you go to the toilet, Buzz, is this what's going on in your head?
Yeah, always. Especially at night time when I'm just sneaking around the house.
She thinks...
Why don't you live by yourself?
No, I live with my girlfriend. Sneaking?
Oh, she's down now. Sorry. Yes.
This is boring. Let's get back to the story.
Maybe that's why Buzz was just bored, so he decided to play his own music in the background.
She thinks the lady's going to go get a dog poo bag thing and come back and wipe it up and be like, I'm so, so sorry. That'll never happen again.
Which, to be fair to her, I would never do. If I've pooed somewhere, there's no way I'm returning to the scene of the crime.
Exactly. You're not returning.
No.
Well, this woman has. She's returned 15 times and done the same thing out the front 15 times. And she comes armed with napkins. She BYOs her own napkins, goes to the toilet on this lady's front lawn while jogging, and then moves on.
If you've got the forward thinking to bring supplies, you've got the forward thinking to do it somewhere else.
Okay, there's a public toilet across the road.
Oh, so she must hate it. There must be something.
I don't know. The cops are dumbfounded. The guy says it's abnormal. It's not something I've seen in my career before. It's uncharted territory for me.
You know what I find amazing here? The police said they're searching everywhere for her. You know where you should search? The one spot she continues to poo. Just wait.
It made me realise, it tweaked something in my memory. Obviously this woman, I don't know the backstory, but clearly when she goes for a run, she needs to then go to the toilet. And it reminded of our producer, Sonda, not Caitlin.
It's definitely Caitlin.
Sonda, who once said in passing when we were talking about doing fun runs, you said, you can't run because why?
Because I'd poo myself.
Okay, look. I mean, I thought that was ridiculous until I were.
But I'm not.
But at least this has you have the consideration to do it in your own pants.
That's right.
Not
I,
on someone's
I either
front
do
lawn.
It in my pants. The only time I've done it.
Hold on. You don't do it in your pants.
I
you just do. Don't jog.
She doesn't.
Hold on. You don't do it in your
pants. She does. But I've cross-examined her about
I don't
this for
always.
A long time.
Not every run is a brown run. Sometimes you can make it home okay, but I have
Jeez,
gone
that's
on my
not
pink.
In the ski slopes, is it? It's not green, blue,
blue and brown.
I have gone in my pants instead of doing because I wouldn't do it on someone's lawn. The only time I ever did it,
you wouldn't because no one would.
No, well this lady is, but I did it in a park once and I used my dogs as a screen and I hid behind them.
So what
and
happens?
Popped it in the bin.
That would be heaven for a dog.
They were so embarrassed of me.
Or were
Mom,
they?
Stop pooing.
So something like, happens to your us. Body yeah. when you start going. Going up and down.
Yes.
And just, right.
It's to do
That's
with.
Hectic.
It's
hectic.
All the blood has drained from my bowel area into my legs. I think it's because
Is
I'm
there
not,
a medical reason?
Yeah.
You've actually got a medical reason.
I've Googled this because it's not normal.
Did you Google
is it?
Brown run? What did you do?
I Googled why do I poop when what? I run?
And was that a top search?
Yeah, a lot came up.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's just.
Well, Son, yes. Here's what I need to ask you. Have you been to Colorado?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're looking tired, which tells me something fun happened last night.
Oh, I've had an emotional roller coaster. I'm finally going to tell you what happened for the catfishing adventure that's been going
okay,
on.
Okay, so tell me all about it.
One, no, aren't we going to a tune?
Let's what? Go to a tune. What? Three more minutes.
Hold on. Oh,
it's not me.
God.
It's not me doing it.
Why are we bloody talking about this?
It's next,
not
isn't
that
it,
exciting.
Right after this song.
I'm happy to,
one
I'm happy
more
to talk
song
about it now.
Talk about it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, everybody. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show that is about to unfold.
So,
you're alive for starters.
Here's what's happened to this point. I started getting messages from someone on Instagram a month ago, and we all agreed. I spoke about it on air.
Mm-hmm.
We all agreed.
You're being catfished.
I was getting catfished.
Which I didn't even know existed. And catfish means that it's not actually the girl that you think's messaging you. Mm. It could be a 50-year-old man who's just
sweating
and
away
soon he'll extort money from you.
Yes.
Right. You took that advice on board?
I took that advice on board and I told everybody that I'd stopped messaging and I kept messaging. And
we went to LA.
Went to LA.
I heard all about your messaging in LA.
Okay.
You'd fallen in
love. I never said that.
Sorry. Oh. Well, you got to tell me what I can say and can't say.
Well, I never said that.
So you obviously did.
Stop. We're meant to be on the same team.
Okay.
Then I still haven't spoken to this person. I don't have.
You don't even have a phone number.
I don't have a phone number. Presumably her. And then last night I agreed to drive down and meet it. Her, him, it.
You took your life into your own hands.
Well, I'd had a bad dream about it the night before.
Yeah. That you arrived and there was two blokes and they were laughing at you and they were there to capture you.
And they were like, how were you so dumb? Yeah. We didn't even pretend. And
I can't believe you didn't even have a phone call just before going down.
Don't worry. So a lot of people were saying that. And I had an even better plan.
Okay.
Because here is the message I sent just before I went down there.
Started the two-hour drive.
What a word. This is the message I sent just before I went down there. Hey, just before I start driving, can you promise me that
you are real?
Not actually an old man sweating away behind a keyboard.
Oh, well, hold on. What, and the old man sweating behind the keyboard is going to go, actually, I am. You've got me.
She wrote back, do you think I'd tell you even if I was.
Great. I like her already.
I wrote back the sweaty face, the sweaty smiley emoji, like, ha, ha, ha. You know that one?
Yep.
And I got in my car and I drove 2 hours. As I was driving, I started to...
What did you think about as you were driving? Were you
all
nervous?
These thoughts of dread. Yeah. Because it was getting dark too.
Oh, gosh.
And I stupidly took a back way, like, because I just followed my GPS off the main road and I was like in the woods. And I was like, this is it.
That's like those movies.
You've had a good run.
What are they called? You know, the...
Horrors. I don't know.
Those ones that the series that... Anyway, the American ones where they go off and they get killed in the woods. Anyway, right. Whatever.
Sounds fascinating.
Is that taking you?
good one, Buzz.
That helps.
And it's the first time you've got us back on track. Thanks, Buzz. and then, so all I had was an address. Didn't have a phone number. I get out the front of the house. What I was hoping for was simple... Front door, open steps up, great.
Yeah,
it's this huge house behind big greenery, right? Like kind of overgrown, almost haunted house-ish looking. And there's no clear entrance. Like there's a gate where you can drive a car in, but that's shut. And I started
So that was your warning signs for you to turn around and go back.
Well, I started to panic then.
Yes.
Because I thought I don't even have this person's phone number. What do? I can't just... like climb this fence.
No.
And so I panic and then I look down at my phone and I've got a message on...
Yeah, because he's watching you from inside the house.
And it says, hey, there's about 20 front doors to this place.
Yep. They've got you on 10 security cameras right now. Yep.
Yeah. So let me know when you're here and I'll come out and get you. And I said, I'm here. And then I look down at my phone and I get that message. And I look up and I turn to the right and strolling casually across the grass is, not a word of a lie, a guy who would be early 40s, I reckon.
Oh, no.
And he walks over and I stare at him and I'm thinking, I knew. I'm an idiot. And I'm thinking, I hope he ends it quickly. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
or just lets you go away with
no, no. I'm no thinking dignity, I'm going to be too embarrassed to tell you this story. And he walks towards me. And then just as he's about 2 meters from me, I hear this high-pitched voice that goes, Tommy!
What?
And I turn around. I'd been looking at the wrong driveway from the house next door. And this guy just happened to be walking out and walking like just down the shops or something, right? And right as he's there and I'm about to embrace this dude. I'm like, I can't believe you'd lie to me like this. There's this, Tommy. High-pitched voice from over here. I turn around. It's a real person.
Oh.
What did you want me to end up with a story of?
Well, that's not how I wanted the story to end.
Anyway.
So she's real.
It's real.
Oh, mate, I wanted you to go get catfished.
Well, you can still set it up because I'm clearly a sucker for it.
Oh.
So then.
Was she lovely and awesome?
She was lovely. We had a meal. Oh. And yeah. That was it. I
do. It's the most boring end to a story ever.
What do you want me to do? Make it up?
No, I just had so much riding on the fact that you were going to get there and almost be killed and come home and be like, oh my God, don't meet people over the internet. Instead, you might end up marrying her and then I'll be there at the wedding going, oh.
That's when you're yelling out, do the big reveal now. We got him 4 years, it's been. Yeah. Here's what I want to know.
Right.
131060. I started feeling like how this was the stupidest thing in the world.
And
right?
It turned out to be the greatest thing ever.
You've gone too far.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. I just want to know, is this the furthest someone's gone without...
For love.
Oh, mate. No. You are absolutely killing me.
Why? Just hurry up and tell me.
Just let me say the words. Is this the furthest you've gone without speaking to the person? Because we'd never spoken.
Okay.
Is it? I went 2 hours in a car. Oh, give us a call, 131060. Is this the furthest you've gone? How far have you travelled without speaking to the person? If you've gone overseas, my mind will be blown and I will
There's no one as stupid
you.
As you.
Okay, well, we're about to find
13,
out.
131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
On 131060, we're asking how far have you gone without actually speaking to the person first?
How far have you travelled to meet someone that you haven't spoken to?
Because last night I drove 2 hours and much to your dismay, I did not end up...
Catfish, you met a gorgeous girl.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. Luke is on the line from
Stop
Brisbane.
Making it sound like that.
Luke, how far did you go?
From Perth to Brisbane.
Okay.
That's hectic.
And did it work out when you got there?
Yeah, it did. She was late to pick me up, but yeah, 8 years. Eight, sounds... going on 9 years.
Oh, wow.
See, great story.
Awesome.
Perth to Brisbane, from one side of the country to the other. Nico from Melbourne. Nico, can you top that?
Nico's not... There, guys.
How about we go to Yasmin then in Brisbane? Yasmin, how far did you go?
I went to Finland.
Wow.
Wow. I don't think I need to take any more calls. Yeah. Finland.
I was hoping to build up gradually, but you've really slam dunked this one, Yasmin.
Oh, so okay. Sorry. So how did you, I need details.
Yeah, how did you not speak to the person for that long?
So pretty much like every time I had a headset or they had a headset, like the other one's broke. And
hold
something
on, hold
happened.
On. Had a headset. A what?
Like when you're on the computer and you're talking on Skype.
Oh,
like you
right.
know, so like oh, you could talk so you through.
Could,
yeah,
you could see the person.
Yeah. So, but we never ever got to really do that. We only got to like speak via chat and text.
Wow. Is there any point on the plane over there where you're like, I'm an idiot?
When I got off at Singapore, and I was like, oh my god, let's just go back home.
Yeah.
And how did it turn out? Did it work out for you, Yasmin?
We kind of online dated without meeting for 2 years and we met and it was great. And, but we just broke up before I met and I had another boyfriend at the time and yeah, we would still remain best friends.
You know who makes you feel like an idiot in those situations? People who work at, like border security, like the customs people.
When they ask, why are you here?
Well, yeah, I remember I went to America. I was chasing a girl once and I went to America and the guy said, why are you here? And I said, oh, I'm chasing this girl. And he goes, does she know you're coming? And I said, no, no. And he goes, he literally goes, you're an idiot. Good luck.
Hold on. So you've done this before. Are you a serial traveller a long way for girls?
No, this was a girl I used to date and then she moved overseas. And
Oh, yeah. You've travelled to America.
Oh, stop making me sound like a loser.
That's a whole nother chat.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We got to really wrap this show up pretty quick because I got another 2 hours to drive. So,
when's the wedding?
Oh, mate, get out of it.
Hamish and Anita, they are next. We are back tomorrow. Fingers crossed, Tommy will be with us. We'll catch you then.
Love
See
is
ya.
In the air.
Oh!
The Carrie and Tommy catch up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.